WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Generally, blacks have been portrayed in American popular culture through a variety of stereotypes, from shoeshine boy to maid to jive-talking street hustler and the wise but long-suffering matriarch who holds her family together. And this is generally done for consumption by white audiences. Recently, two young black writers have taken matters into their own hands. Our critic-at-large, Laurie Stone, has these thoughts.
Driving Miss Daisy, a play by Alfred Urey, is currently running in New York. It's gotten great reviews, and the stars, Morgan Freeman and Dana Ivey, deserve them. But Driving Miss Daisy made me uneasy. It takes place in Atlanta between 1948 and 1973. Ivey plays Miss Daisy, a wealthy Jewish matron, whose character is established in the first minutes. She's lonely, stubborn, and she's sure black servants steal. Freeman plays Hoke, her new black chauffeur. He's presented as an unknown quantity, simply a man who needs a job. In a series of delicately drawn scenes, Miss Daisy comes to recognize Hoke's loyalty, cunning, fortitude, and intelligence. She is enriched, and presumably the audience's eyes are open too. But who is this audience? They're not black. The wise, patient black figure, who humanizes whites and gets little spiritual food in return, is hardly someone black people need to discover. Two young black writers are offering audiences a crackling alternative to Miss Daisy's tired point of view. They are George Wolfe, author of the play The Colored Museum, which is a hit at New York's Public Theater, and Robert Townsend, the writer, director, producer, and star of the popular movie Hollywood Shuffle. Traditionally, black writers have felt a double pressure to explain blacks to whites and also please black audiences by showing the race in a flattering light. Artists in every minority group have struggled with similar demands, but for the good of their art, they've learned to ignore them. Wolfe and Townsend, who've done just that, are equal opportunity satirists, going after black and white manners with the same uninhibited glee. They address blacks, but whites are meant to overhear. And both artists use sketch formats. They hark back to minstrel shows in vaudeville, the roots of black entertainment, while transforming them. In Hairpiece, one of the sharpest bits in the Colored Museum, two wigs argue while a middle-class black woman prepares to dump her boyfriend. The bitch is bald, spits an Afro wig. Every time he changed his ideology, she changed her hair. When the Afro wig turns on a Diana Ross mane for being unnatural, she is slapped down. Don't you go telling me you from a real place, Miss Maid in Taiwan. Pious chest-beating plays such as A Raisin in the Sun are hilariously lampooned in one sketch, and in another, about a black yuppie who tries to jettison his jive past, the boy in him screeches, "You can't throw away that Jackson 5 album. It's living proof Michael had a black nose." Hollywood Shuffle, which chronicles a black actor, focuses on the frustrations of playing parts made up by whites, just like Hoke in Miss Daisy. At the center of the film is a brilliant sequence called Sneaking into the Movies, where two black hustlers preview and bicker about upcoming features. One claims that a 400-foot Indiana Jones-type leap is believable because the man braced himself. When his friend objects, he's told, "What do you know about science? You dropped out of high school." The sketch at once dispatches Siskel and Ebert and every street-corner philosopher. It also retrieves the comic power of Amos and Andy. Townsend's characters are imagined from the inside, and the fact that they're created out of lived experience rather than someone else's fantasy makes all the difference between debasement and exhilaration, not to mention art and contrivance. Bravo to this insouciant breed of black artists.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and a contributor to The Village Voice.